Mitzvah 169, the mitzvah of Tumas Tzaras. It seems like such a remote mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has not applied in literal terms for many, many centuries. As Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about whether in theory Tumas Tzaras, the dinim are relevant bizman hazeh. But the central topic of Tazria Mitzora seems, in a practical halachic sense, so remote and so distant from our lives, and yet we're going to see that in the masterful hands of the Sefer Achinuch, the hashkafic core, the machshava core of Tzaras is incredibly central to our lives every day, every week, and perhaps this week in particular. Let's take a look. Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes. Mitzvahs Inyan Tumas Mitzora. Latame Adam Mitzora, the central mitzvah of Tazria Mitzora, the mitzvah that speaks to the central topic of Tazria Mitzora, Tumas Saras, to deem a person who has Saras Tame. What does that mean exactly? What's the mitzvah? Kolomar, he says, let's break it down. Let's talk about practical steps. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah's expectation, the mitzvah yaleinu shekol mishiyia mitzora, if a fellow suspects that he's a mitzora, fellow sees, I see a, let's say, a whitish spot on my skin, which appears to be tzaras, appears to fit the parameters that the psukim describe. So I have a mitzvah shiavol ha-kohen l'shol ha-tzarato. So a person who thinks he or she may be a mitzora has a mitzvah to consult with the Kohen. Now, Kohen yitame enu o yitaharenu. The Kohen either deems this person tame or tar. The Kohen makes the call. One of the intriguing, unique dinim of Tzaras that the psak has to be issued by a Kohen. A Talmud Chacham who does not have that lineage can give his opinion to the Kohen, but the pronouncement has to be made by the Kohen. But who yisnaheg api ha-Torah kesuvan, the Kohen obviously is not going to say something capricious or fickle. The Kohen has to make the call based on the dinim, and the Mitzora, even more centrally, needs to follow the dinim that appear in this week's Sedra. Ka'asher yitzavenu ha-Kohen. You have to, the Mitzora has to follow all the rules and regulations. There are many rules and regulations in this week's Sedra. V'lo yikach ha-davar kecholi ha-ba b'mikra. And here, the Chinuch usually doesn't bring in sort of the hashkafic counterpoint in the basic definition of the mitzvah. Here he jumps right out in the opening sense. The mitzvah is that a Jew notices something maybe tzaras, that you address it, that you consult with a Kohen, you get guidance from a Kohen, you follow that guidance, as opposed to brushing it off. As opposed to saying, no, whatever. Some sort of dermatological issue, a skin disease, brush it off. No. Yit and leva love. I have to give it focus. I have to pay it attention. V'yeda ki godel avono garmos. So I have to realize that there may be a spiritual source for what's happening. If this is Taras, it was driven by the extent of my chet. And he goes on to say that this mitzvah includes all the various details that appear in the parasha, determining who's tar and who's tameh, and sometimes a Kohen may dismiss the case immediately, sometimes a Kohen may deem the person to be a mitzora immediately, and sometimes there'll be this in-between status of hesker. The Kohen says we need further investigation, and the tzaras can appear in various parts of the body, in typical skin, or in a bald spot, or in a healing wound, and the din also includes the symptoms, the criteria that the Kohen uses to assess the nega, as well as the process of tahara. And then the Sefer Achinuch takes us back into Misharashi HaMitzvah. Let's explore the hashkafic roots of this din. L'kiboa b'nai, again, this is a din, as I was saying before, a din that seems so remote. Practically speaking, it is remote. Practically speaking, these din have not played for centuries. But the concept of the dinim is something we can put into practice immediately. Misharashi ha-mitzvah le-geboa b'nafsho senu. To absorb deep within our souls. Ki hashkachas Hashem baruch hu piratis al kol echa v'bnei ha-adam. You know what the dinim of Taras communicate to us? That Kadosh Baruch Hu has individualized hashkacha for each human being. Ki einav pekuchas al kol drachem. That means that includes the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of the decisions that we make, for better or for worse. Kama shekasa pasuk in Iyov, einav al darcheish, kol sa'adav yireh. Rosh Hashem sees every step, every footstep of a human being. L'chein uzharnu l'aseiz leiv al achol yara. Then that's why the mitzvah is, as he said before, the mitzvah is to pay attention. L'achshav ki achei garmoso, to realize that physical things can happen to us because of spiritual causes. That most of the time, tzaras will be driven by lashon hara. You'll notice he's not saying that it's always driven by lashon hara. The Gemara, the Chazal do identify other chatam that may also be causes for tzaras, but predominantly it's a result of lashon hara. V'lo nikachenu derech mikra. It may be lashon hara, maybe some other chet, but not to take it as mere happenstance. Yesh lanu lavo l'hakoi. And then think about this. Chinuch goes on to say the significance of the next step. Number one is to notice it and not to brush it off, but to ask, what's the spiritual cause of this nega? And then the next step is to come to the Kohen. Hu ha'omein l'chapar ha'chotim. The larger significance of going to the Kohen is because the Kohen's more typical role, the Kohanim play many roles. Kohen is involved in Pidyon Ben, Kohen is involved in Birkas Kohanim, Kohen here is involved in Tzaras. But the Kohen's sort of most famous role, so to speak, is that he is an intermediary for Kapara. He's the one who will bring a carbon of a Jew who's bringing a carbon to see Kapara. V'im chavrasa mechaper ulay yarher b'tshuva. So you'll spend some time with this kapara figure. And it's not that you'll notice he's not just all about the Kohen. He says that the company of the Kohen can inspire this Jew to tshuva. That's fascinating. Im chevras ha-mechaper ula yaharer b'tshuva. Maybe I'll be more moved to change, to growth, to self-improvement, to tshuva in the presence of a Kohen. I'll put myself into that type of context, that type of peer pressure, so to speak, that type of social group, and that will inspire me to tshuva. And what else? In addition to paying attention to it and seeking to understand the spiritual causes, and in addition to the chevras ha-machaper, to spending time, those precious, impactful moments with a kohen, oftentimes the psukim tell us, the kohen will say, you need to be in Hesker for a week. Let's put this aside for a week and let's revisit this in a week and see where we're holding. Let's see if the tzaras is growing, if it's shrinking, if it's looking better, if it's looking worse. V'yisager ketzas yamim k'dei sh'ashiv elibo in yanav b'mitun. He will be in Hesker for several days so that the larger significance of Hesker is a period of time to contemplate, a period of time of quiet focus. The goal of the Hesker is a person has time with himself, he's not rushed, and he's not distracted. And it's time to carefully look in the mirror and carefully make a cheshbon nefesh. Psukim say sometimes a fellow go through one period of hesker, sometimes the kohen may, based on the second examination, send the fellow for another week of hesker. Why? Shemahir her tshuva v'lo tshuva shleim l'gamri. Maybe that indicates a fellow may be in process, may have accomplished some tshuva. So he's staved off being certified as a mitzora. He's not muchlat, but neither is he in the clear. Some tshuva, but not yet complete. Ki'ilu Tomer says a simple example. Derech mashal shechashav lahachazir machas is the gzilasam. Let's say, for instance, the chet that this fellow is struggling with is theft. He's holding on to assets that aren't his. He's embezzled, as the case may be, and he's grappling, and he's struggling, he's wrestling with his chet. He wants to do tshuva, and he's ready to give back some of the money, but he's not yet made his peace with returning it all. It's a lot. He had been relying on his stolen funds. So he realizes that it's wrong, and he wants to give back some, reminiscent, perhaps, of the sugya in the first paragraph of Bav Metzia. The Gemara talks about the mode of mixas, a Jew who is sued for an amount of money and admits to part of it. The Gemara says, you know, the psukim say that we don't take him at his word. He needs to swear that he does not owe the rest of the money. And the Gemara explains that we're not sure exactly what's driving him. We ask him to swear because maybe he's not telling the truth. We want to get the truth. And the scenario that we're concerned about is that he really does owe the money. And he admits to part because to deny everything, that takes a lot of chutzpah. Chutzpah he doesn't have. He really would like to deny everything. Maybe the fellow is dishonest. Maybe the fellow wants to hold on to it, but to deny everything, that's too difficult. So he's making a partial admission. And the goal of the Shavua of Moda Mixas is to try to get at the truth, to move him past that type of partial chet situation. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says here. That idea that I'm in process, I'm doing some tshuva, I'm not really there yet. I'm ready to give back part of the money, for instance. I'm not yet ready to make full amends. And again, that's translatable into any other chet as well, be it bin amal makom, be it bin amal chaveru. Maybe there's a relationship that needs repair. And I'm ready to take some steps. I'm not really ready to reopen communication. Or I'm thinking about several relationships in my life. And there are some people who I'm ready to make things whole again, but there are other people I'm not yet ready to fix, to repair the breach. There are chatam shebin amal makom. I'm ready to face some, but not others. This is real life. This is change and this is growth, and growth is often gradual and growth is often stepwise. And he says that's captured by the second hesker in this week's parsha. In such a situation, a person has made some strides of tshuva but isn't there yet. He's in process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set him up, so he requires a second period of a hesker, a second round of days during which he's going to have time for a lot of quiet focus. Ula yashlim teshuva so v'yitayr legamri. Perhaps Kadosh Baruch gives this fellow another chance. You've already taken steps, that Kadosh Baruch is going to give him another chance to take further steps and complete his tshuva process. And he says, v'chol in hesgerin elu, Yore Hashkachasa Baruch Hu Al Kol Darchei HaAdam Achas LaAchas. He said this whole complex halachic system, Tazria Mitzora, Maseches Negoim, the consulting with the Kohen and the Hesker and the second Hesker, this captures HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing Hashkacha in our lives at all times. He goes on to say, very fascinating, he says people have different opinions about Hashkacha Pratis. And people have different perspectives, and sometimes those perspectives are inaccurate. And that's why Yavo Baharbe Psukim B'mikra V'harbe Mitzvos. That's why the Torah discusses Hashkacha Pratis in so many different Psukim. That's why there are so many different Mitzvos that relate to Hashkacha Pratis, that convey to us the idea of Hashkacha Pratis. The Torah reviews the idea of Hashkacha Pratis again and again because it's such a central foundation of our emunah, of our religion. And he says, look, on the one hand, yesh kitos bnei adam, there are some people who think the hashkacha is Hashem Yisbarach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is in equal detail across everything in the universe. People, animals, inanimate objects. One approach, he says, is to assume that there's equal hashkacha pratis on people and on leaves. To the point where members of this first group believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu made direct decision about this leaf, that this leaf needs to fall now. But he rests, Chinuch finds that hard to believe. He says, not kvira, but zed das racho karpe min haseichel. Chinuch thinks that's unlikely. He says, on the other hand, that first group is a group. He says he disagrees. V'yesh kitos ra'os, the second group on the other extreme, he says an evil group, a bad group, a wrong group. This is Apikursus, the second group. Yachshivu shlo yasem hashkachasa baruch hu klal. Chalinani ha'ol mashaf. On the other extreme, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in this lower physical world at all. Bein banashim, bein b'shar b'alechayim. People, animals, nothing. Who das kofrim? That's terrible. That's kfir. Ra umar. Bad. And bitter. And he says, where do we stand? Where do we stand? The anachnu, and we, he says, Balei hadas ha'amitim lefi masha shamati, the tradition I have from my rebbeim is as follows. Nasim hashkachasa baruch hu ha'kol mini balei chayim b'chlal. The Sefer Chen takes an approach that's that of the Ramban. The Rambam and a number of other Rishonim, different variations, but the following concept, that there's a sliding scale of hashkacha, that there's hashkacha klalis and hashkacha pratis. That he says, for instance, animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hashkacha on the species. But human beings, hashkacha pratis. P'min ha'adam, na'amin ki hashkacha so baruch hu al kol echad ve'echad b'frat. When it comes to human beings, the purpose of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hashkacha pratis, individual involvement, divine involvement, individual divine engagement in each and every one of our lives. Who am even called Maseim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what we're up to. V'chein kibalim migidolenu. That's our tradition, our rebbeim. V'chein nimtzal ze harbe kesuvim yaru kiyanyin kehum. That's our tradition. That many, many psukim in the Tanakh indicate this. This idea of hashkacha pratis on human beings. But we are, as the Ramchal famously develops at length in the opening of Menei Svarim, the goal of the creation of Olam Haba and of Olam Hazeh both was for us to have the opportunity to engage in Nisa, to be confronted by Nisyonos, and to thereby earn the Hatava, the indescribable goodness of Olam Haba. The universe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you create the universe as a platform, as a stage within which we would have the chance to operate. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved and engaged, aware of each and every human being. That's the idea of tzaras. Something happens, and again, this can be true outside of the specific details of tzaras as well. Let's take tzaras as a paradigm. Something happens that I wasn't expecting. Something happens that throws me a curveball. So the din of tzaras reminds me that I'm meant to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw me a curveball. And to ask what sort of message of tshuva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu thereby communicating to me. Yachshav miyaki avonosav garmu. I have to ask myself, was it the result of my chet? Yarchi mecheres b'nei adam ka'adam ha'mrachet me'ra'am asav. There may be relationships I need to step away from. There may be situations I need to step away from. And I may need to seek out a kohen, literally or figuratively,
who can show me my nega, who can show me what I've done wrong. Vatsaso v'divaro v'fishpush ma'asav yusar me'olav ha'nega. And with the hadracha of this Kohen, and with my own personal, it begins with the hadracha of a Kohen. You'll notice this is not just give yourself up passively for the Kohen to work you over. The Kohen will give me guidelines, the Kohen will give me structure, and then I have to do the heavy lifting myself. I have to do the heavy lifting of the pishpush b'masim, the quiet focus, the moving towards tshuva. Why? Ki akel baruch hu shemashgiach olav tamid yira ma'ase tshuva yir pa'evim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices our chatan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices our tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared at the ready to respond positively to our positive tshuva. V'zeu inyan ha'eskerin kemo sha'amarnu. So this is the larger concept we said before. The halachic details, the specifics of tzaras have not applied for centuries, but the concept applies every single day of our lives. To understand, to not take things as mikra, to not take things in our lives, including painful things in our lives, as it just happened that way. To process, to understand that from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to recognize that it may well be a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us to do tshuva, and to seek to step away from situations or get us into trouble, to seek to find a chacham who can guide us and inspire us and give us perhaps yara alav nego, maybe can help me see what I'm doing wrong, and then for me to do the pishpush for myself, for me to engage in the cheshvan nefesh, to think about what needs changing and how. As the Mintz Mesilas Yesharim writes in the third paragraph, the goal of a cheshvan nefesh is not to beat myself up or to wallow in self-pity or to just focus on what I'm doing wrong, but it's meant to be very positively productive, to notice what needs changed and to think about how I can strategize to be more successful going forward, how I can strategize to do tshuva shalema. And to recognize, as I said before, that sometimes tshuva comes in fits and starts, and sometimes tshuva is gradual, and sometimes the idea of a second hesker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu values that we've done some tshuva, but it's not adequate. It's valuable, but it's insufficient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us the gift, will expect of us to do more tshuva, will grant us the gift of the opportunity and the wherewithal to do tshuva, to do more tshuva. That's the significance of the second hesker. And I would just close by with the following thought. You know, what the chinuch is describing, this type of oiskuk, this perspective that a Jew is meant to have, and that the halachas of tzaras, and learning tazriya mitzora, and learning, if not keeping, at least learning maseches negan, it's supposed to help us develop this perspective of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives rather than seeing the events of our lives as mere random, chaotic, stochastic happenstance and chance.
One of the Chachmei Masorah that is the greatest, one of the greatest models for that is probably Rabbi Akiva. One thinks particularly about the Agada, the end of Maseches Makos, where Rabbi Akiva and other Tanaim are walking by Har Habayis and they see terrible, terrible desolation, destruction, and see the foxes walking through all the time, begin to cry. And Rabbi Akiva's own doesn't cry, he starts to laugh, to smile, and his chaverim are absolutely befuddled. Well, what are you smiling about? This is horrific. And he says, well, why are you crying? He says, why are you crying? Terrible churban. He says, that's exactly why I'm happy. Hi, Yitachin. He says, yes, this is what the Navi had predicted. Shu'alim hilchubo. So now we see it. And he says, you see destruction and so do I. But when I see destruction and I see a nevua fulfilled, Rekiva said, that gives me the capacity to already imagine with greater vividness in my own mind the positive nevuos being fulfilled as well. And so there are many different layers to what Rabbi Akiva is conveying to us. So part of it is the optimism, and part of it is what the Chinuch speaks about here. But seeing Yad Hashem, I see an event, I don't just see here's what happened, I see this is the Rebbe Shalom. Certainly, if I'm able to see Nevuos Sheneskaimu, it's remarkable. Rabbi Akiva's, it made him happy to be able, through seeing that sad Nevuah, Niskaim, he was able to imagine more vividly what's going to be like lost in the future when the Nevuah, the happy Nevuah, Zachar will be Niskaimah. That happy Nevuah is one that we are able to see B'mo Einayim. Od Yesh Zakenu Zakenes Berchovus Yushalayim. The Navi Zachariah describes the older people and the younger people relaxing and enjoying themselves in the streets of Yerushalayim. And there's in the old city of Yerushalayim, if you know where to go off to the side, along the southern side of the Jewish quarter, there's a playground for residents. And there's some stone benches along the side and a big rechava. And sometimes the older people will sit on the benches and the younger and the children are playing. And that Nevuah of Zachariah is etched into the stone bench. Imagine if Rabbi Akiva could, imagine how thrilled Rabbi Akiva would be if he could see the Nevuah of Zechariah Niskaima. And guess what? We are. But how often do we say to ourselves, Mamash Dvar Hashem, what has happened over the last number of decades, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, that's Mamash Nevuah Sheniskaimu. We daven for Kibbutz Galios, and we read the psukim in the Nevi'im Achronim about Kibbutz Galios, and we see that so many of those nevuos have already begun to be niskaimu in literal terms. May Arabic Jews have come over the last number of decades back to Eretz Yisrael. May Arabic kanfus aretz. And when the Gemara tells us, the top of Tzadiches Amunaf Maseches Sanhedrin, that we're incapable of calculating effectively when Mashiach will come. But if you want a sense that the Mashiach is on the way, the Gemara says, if you when you see the following Nevuah of Yechezkel fulfilled, Ein Lecha Keitz Megulim Yizeh, there's no greater indication that Mashiach is on the way than seeing the following Nevuah Niskaima. Which Nevuah is it? Anfechem. Yechezkel describes that the trees of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, will once again give fruit, and the land of Yerushalayim will once again become green. The mountains of Yerushalayim once again become green. And the Gemara says, when you see that Nevuah Niskaima, Ein Lecha Keitz Megulim Yizeh. And for centuries and centuries and centuries, Jews were dreaming of those Nevuos. And we Jews of the last century have been Zoche, Bamezachinu, that we get to see these Nevuos before our eyes. No better time than the days that lead us to the 5th of Iyar, to Chazar Tazria Metzora, and to be reminded that one of the central missions of a Jew is to look at the sad parts of life, and all the more so the happy parts of life, and see them accurately as Yad Hashem. May we be zochet to see all of the Nevuos Tovos Neskaimu B'Mehera. Rabbosai, thank you so much. Afreilichem. Afreilichem Yom Atzmaut.